You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2009, the 5th International AIDS Society Conference on HIV Pathogenesis, Treatment, and Prevention. The conference took place in Cape Town, South Africa, from July 19th through July 22nd, 2009.
Of course, you heard that the only solution that we have today is a universal access to treatment and prevention of HIV and AIDS. It has shown efficacy, the benefit for everyone. So we are there to make pressure, even as scientists like I am, on the world leaders to continue their commitment and provide resources for access to treatment. We have to think also as scientists to the future of treatment, to the future of prevention. And there is two main challenges for scientists today. One is, of course, the vaccine research. And the second one is for the therapy to control the viral reservoir that this virus is capable to make in the body. We are at a time today where science is progressing. We have more and more information about what are those reservoirs, what are the main cells that constitute the reservoir in the body, where they are in the body, in different compartments, what are the mechanisms of establishment and persistence of this reservoir. And from the data that we have today, we can already think about some new strategy for the future. One thing is certain, we cannot predict how long it will take to have new efficient strategy to control the reservoir. And as a consequence, of course, we should make progress in and pressure on those world leaders to continue the access to treatment.
Michael Smith, MedPage Today. Evening, all. My question is for Dr. Barry Sinusi. You said that there are now ideas for strategies. Can you elaborate a little on that?
Yeah. Tonight I will speak about recent data regarding the reservoir cells, and the main reservoir cells are indeed CD4 memory T cells. And a recent report, very nice report in Nature and Medicine of the laboratory of Rafik Sekali, showed that there is two populations of memory T cells that serve as reservoir, and that the mechanism for the persistence of the virus in those two cell population is related to proliferation of cells and to regeneration of those cells, which means that we have to think for the future about combining probably antiretroviral treatment to drug that will block proliferation of the cells and homeostasis. This is one part. The other news and progress in science that we have is regarding the establishment and the persistence of the reservoir that involve several molecules that are important because they are blocking the transcription of the virus into the target cells, in particularly the memory cells. Among those, it's histone acetylase, and there is already data indicating that with molecules against histone acetylase, you can unlock, let's say, the virus replication. And so with treatment, together with antiretroviral treatment, it's a way also, another strategy that we can think about the future. And there is a very interesting data in the literature on those aspects. So my guess is that the future, and that will be at the end of my talk, that for controlling the reservoir, we will have to combine a different strategy to unlock the latency in the reservoir cells, strategy also maybe to make early intense antiretroviral treatment together with molecules that say that resemble to to anti-cancer drug. But we have also to keep in mind maybe immunomodulators and vaccine therapy in the future when we will have good candidates.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from IAS 2009. For more coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2009.